Okay, you might say I have.
I've heard that poet. I've heard that.
Okay. Poet. Okay.
Okay, where do you call this building that we're in right now?
My house.
Okay, if you had two of them, you'd say?
I have two.
Two homes.
Or?
Two houses.
Okay, what is that big building that's usually behind the house where the hay is stored?
The barn.
Okay. What would you call the building where you store corn in?
That's 50 years ago it was the corn crib.
Mm-hmm.
Corn crib.
What is it today?
Oh, it's just the barn. It's usually stored today in a bin.
Mm-hmm.
B-I-N in a bin.
Mm-hmm.
Metal bins where it's usually stored today.
Okay.
Well, it's combine now. It was pulled by hand and thrown and put in the barn in the crib with the shucks and all on, but very people seldom do that now. They come by and put it in a bin.
Mm-hmm. It's all done by machine.
Yeah,
today,
all machine, yeah.
Okay, what would you call a building or a part of a building where you store grain as opposed to corn?
I don't know.
You ever hear anybody say a granary or anything like that?
Oh, yes. If you'd ask me if what they call them in the Midwest, I'd have told you. But down here, we don't have them, you see.
Okay.
They call it a granary in the Midwest.
Okay. What would you call the upper part of the barn?
That's a hayloft.
Okay. Are there other places in the barn where you might store hay and stuff?
Oh, well, there you go, you see. You may have a hay shed,
mm-hmm,
and a hayloft.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the construction of your barn and what period of history that you're in. If you're in 75 years ago, or if you're looking today, where they hay is one of the major, if they have livestock, they store hay anywhere,
mm-hmm,
anywhere they can.
Yeah.
I have a friend that has some in a hay shed and some in the loft and so forth and so on. The feed's on the other side. All you got to do is walk over there and throw it out of the opening there into the bin where the cows are, the hay rack where the cows get it.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what period of time you're dealing with there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with 50, 75 years ago, it's one thing. Today, it's another.
Okay. What was it 50 or 75 years ago?
Well, basically, you had a hay loft, and that they just tried to raise enough hay that is in this section, because we were not primarily concerned with cattle.
Mm-hmm.
We were primarily concerned with horses and mules,
mm-hmm,
getting enough hay to feed them, hay or fodder. You know what fodder is?
Mm-hmm.
Fodder is the corn, the leaves on the corn pulled when the, just as the corn gets in the dough stage where it won't run it, rolled up for to feed livestock on in the winter. It damaged the corn some, but that's the only, they didn't have the type of grasses that we have in the machinery then, so they pull their fodder by hand until, well, I haven't seen any pull in the last 40 years, but that's the way they get their roughage for their horses and mules in the winter, many of them,
mm-hmm,
from the corn.
Okay. You mentioned a haystack. What shape is that usually in?
Haystack?
Mm-hmm.
Now, come again now. Are you talking about when they did it with mules, or are you talking about when they do it with machinery?